Oggi diciamo che possiamo fare un po' di inglese. Oh, lesson English, but only few phrases. Who knows when you come from another country to Italy, and normally if you goes from Italy to another country. For example, normally it's usual to beginning with good morning. Good morning, it mean buongiorno. Normally, on Italy we use buongiorno until 12 o'clock. If you say someone else good morning on 4 o'clock p.m., it's possible to wake up on that hour. Second expression, good afternoon, buon pomeriggio. Normally, good afternoon. We use this expression from 12 o'clock until 17 o'clock. Okay. And normally after 17 o'clock we use good evening, buonasera, between 17 o'clock and 22 o'clock. Someone use until goes to the bed. Good evening, but normally until 22, maximum 23 o'clock. After that, normally you use good night, buonanotte. Hello, hi, hello. Normally we use between friends, between people who knows already, like something like ciao. Anche hello. Another expression. It's normally. How are you? How is it going? How are you? Come stai? How it is doing? Come va? Normally here we use this conversation, beginning a conversation, but you doesn't goes too much on details. One of the verbs more usual on Italy, it's I would you like, I would like. Translate vorrei, something like I would like some water. Vorrei dell'acqua. Water, it's mean acqua. So, vorrei è uno dei verbi molto vorrei. It's usual verbs in Italy. What time is my flight? A che ora è il mio volo? on airport. Where is my gate? Qual è la mia porta? On Italy, I prefer to speak first in English and after that on Italian. Like this, you understand very clear, I hope. What time is my flight? Flight. It's mean, a che ora è il mio volo? And normally, what airline I'm flying? It means con quale compagnia aerea sto viaggiando. Airline, it means compagnia aerea. Necessary to know what is the restroom. Dove sono I servizi? It's mean the bathroom where you can use the water, the toilets. I servizi, it's mean a restroom. But normally you can use. Dov'è il bagno? Where is the bathroom? Toilet. Toilet, if you use toilet. Dov'è la toiletta? How much does cost? Quanto costa? Normally depends what do you want to buy. If you buy a magazine, rivista, rivista, magazine is mean rivista, tobacco, don't worry, everyone understand, water bottle, bottiglia d'acqua, snake, un spuntino, book, libro, map, mappa, normally after that next lessons we put more and more phrases and eventually even arrive a English quickly English course translate on Italian like this both categories had the possibility when travel outside from Italy or travel inside to Italy to speak almost all is necessary like a tourist. Are meals included? It means I pasti sono inclusi. If you want, normally, if you want something to eat or drink, you said, may I have something to eat or drink? Potrei avere qualcosa da mangiare o bere? Eat, mangiare. Drink, bere. Normally we use this phrase in airport, on airplane, or restaurant, everywhere. What time is it? Che ore sono? Normally now the best answer is may I purchase headphones? Posso comprare delle cuffie or rechargeable? from battery. Ricarica batteria. If someone asking you which type of travel it's for you, you said, I'm traveling for leisure. Viaggio di piacere. It means I'm traveling for knows the people, tradition, and something like that. Leisure, piacere. I'm traveling for work. Viaggio di lavoro. If someone asks you how many days you stay here, quanti giorni rimani qui, you can tell him I will be here from 10 days. Sarò qui per 10 giorni. If your airplane or your car or your tram had a connecting, it mean ho una connessione con l'aereo, il treno o la macchina, il bus. Quando, per esempio, when you arrive from Ciampino Airport and you go to take the bus and the bus firms to metro, subway, sorry, that is mean connection. One of the frequently answer is where is the bus stop? Dov'è la fermata dell'autobus? Or where is this bus going? Dove porta questa bus? Where can I find a taxi? Or cab? Dove posso trovare un taxi? I would like to go, it mean vorrei andare. Where do you want? Dove volete? Do you know where is this hotel or bed and breakfast? Sai dove si trova questo hotel o bed and breakfast? More than usually when you don't understand, you said I don't understand. Non capisco. Non capisco. I don't understand. Like this, you give an opportunity to repeat eventually, and someone help you. On the second part, we continue with another question. When you arrive on hotel or bed and breakfast, when you go on restaurant, a few things is necessary to understand when you come on Italy. Thank you, bye bye, big kiss.